This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
Okay, let's go around the country then as we connect with people all around the country. Sophie Fox is in Bristol this week, speaking to people attending the Brizzle event, where blind and partially sighted people have been meeting up.
I'm Anita in Bristol.
My name's Steve. I'm from Bristol as well.
And I'm Jenny, and I'm also from Bristol.
Okay, so today we've been at a Brizzle Connect event. Anila, do you want to explain a little bit about what that is and how it's come about?
Yeah, so we've been at the Brizzle Connect event. We've got a local Connect community in Bristol, which has been set up probably since the beginning of the year. And we get together and plan events for Bristol local people, anyone that's been affected by sight loss. And we try to plan social events once a month in the Bristol branch of the RNIB in Bedminster, which are hopefully fun and informative. So we get speakers in to talk about different services that they offer or different activities that they can offer. And then we try and do some fun aspects in the afternoon after lunch, which is also provided. And the fun elements normally include a quiz or a game of some sort, and or discussions about either new products or anything that interests the people of the group.
Jenny and Anila, you're both on the community team. Can you explain a little bit about what the community team is? You kind of gone over it there already, but Jenny, would you want to just explain what the community team is?
Yes, we get together and we think of ideas. We pick up on ideas of getting people in, and it would be best to talk about things from certain groups or certain things that can help us with day-to-day living and things.
And Steve, so this is your second time coming to this event today. Can you tell us a little bit about how you found it and what's been of interest to you?
I suppose the thing that I find most useful from coming along to this group, besides meeting up with other visually impaired people, is the fact that you can use it as a forum where you can bring in people who have a service or a product that may well be useful to visually impaired people. And then they'll talk about that and explain it to you. And what you find is that often being visually impaired, it's you don't know what you don't know. And so when you get people that come in and explain something to you about a service that's useful and important, suddenly, it sounds stupid, but your eyes are open to the fact that it's something that would be really useful for you. So today we had somebody talking about care and repair and making small amendments to your house, with a list of recommended contractors that will do work for you. Well, that's perfect. That's just what you need as a visually impaired person. And so as soon as I heard that, that was sort of, right, I'm going to do that straight away.
Anila?
And other things that we found in the group as well is that there's things people would like, but they don't know where to find them or how to ask for them, but they might have thought of them. So in previous events, we've had things like someone coming to talk to us about a running group for visually impaired people, which is brilliant because they started out new and now they've got quite a lot of members. And then other local companies that offer a service already to other people but have realised that they can actually work with visually impaired people as well, such as Wiltshire Farm Foods, who deliver frozen ready meals, healthy frozen ready meals to generally mostly elderly people, but actually would be very helpful for a lot of visually impaired people as well.
Sophie Fox there in Bristol, speaking to blind and partially sighted people attending the Brizzle event. Natasha Marcy has also been out and about this week. She has been in Hull to find out why blind and partially sighted people there were attending the Optimise event. She spoke firstly to Mike Salter to find out why he'd gone along.
It definitely enriched my life. I've been on a course with RNIB and SRSB, which is Sheffield Royal Society for the Blind, and the courses have given me a lot of confidence, and I've gained a lot of pleasure in talking to groups and in my small way helping. It's helped me immensely, yes. It's got me out at one period of my life when I first had the visual impairment. I didn't go out of the house for 3 months, and I had a condition called Charles Bonney syndrome, which means that a person who has lost their sight, some of them see visions, things that aren't there, if you like. And I really thought I had dementia, but I met somebody who told me all about Charles Bonney syndrome, and it's a byproduct of having visual impairment for some people. So I was able to understand it and attend a group which helped me immensely. Where I'm moving on to now is still going out with the SRSB engagement officer who goes out, does outreach, reaching out to people in need of help that are visually impaired. And just recently, SRSB has funded for 6 years an ECLO, that's an eye clinic liaison officer, at the local Hallamshire Eye Clinic. And I will be going soon, starting work volunteering with her at the eye clinic, as well as my other volunteering duties.
That's Mike Salter there at the Optimise event in Hull, speaking to Natasha Marcy. The connections being made were not just between blind people and RNIB Connect, but also local organisations are getting involved as well, as Natasha found out.
I'm joined by Dave, who does acoustic shooting. Can you tell me a little bit about the sport?
Yes, it's a standard rifle which has a sensor on top of the rifle, which picks up a sensor in the target, and as the rifle moves towards the ball, the audio sound becomes more high-pitched, and when it reaches its height, that's the time that you squeeze the trigger.
So the sport's really great because it can be done sort of with people of all visual impairments and alongside their families and friends, is that right?
That's right. Shooting's one of the most inclusive sports going, so we have visually impaired, disabled people, youngsters, family groups. It's truly inclusive.
There's leagues that you can play in with this sport then?
There is the what we call postal leagues, which means you shoot at your home club and then the cards are scored by somebody in the club and sent away to a central area where they mark them. And you can also do regional cards, and there are some competitions held at Aldersley, which is the Midlands Shooting Centre, and we've just had one there recently and there's about 164 VI people shooting.
Fantastic. And so you've linked in with the Optimise project with some of your work. How has that helped you grow the interest in the sport?
Well, we've been able to tap into the clients of South Lincolnshire Blind Society through Optimise, and they've helped us to do the initial promotion through flyers, and they've been able to support the visually impaired coming along to the meetings.
And what do you think the future is?
For shooting?
Yeah.
It's going to grow. It's, I think, one of the fastest growing sports available. We set up 3 new clubs in Lincolnshire last year.
Is there anywhere people can go to find out more about the sport?
They can go on to the National Small Bore Rifle Association or British Shooting website, and they'll have all details about visually impaired shooting and all the clubs around the country.
Fantastic. Thank you for talking to me today, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Natasha Marcy in Hull and Sophie Fox in Bristol for RNIB Connect.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.